Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another week, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of Yah.
My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for giving us an opportunity to bring forth his words unto you. Today, more than any time, we find ourselves in a condition that we need the Creator's word. Why would I say that? Because you find all over YouTube and Ustream and Blog Talk and just all over the various media outlets counterfeit untruths. You're not getting thus says Yah, nor are you getting his words. And so the whole earth is out of course. And prophecy is happening every single day. One of the reasons why we're dealing with the stranger, and we're on Who Are the Stranger Part 3. Part 1, what we wanted our people to know is the various relationships, marriages that we allowed ourselves to partake in. And why is that important? Because according to the scriptures, the Almighty said we are a holy people. And since we are holy, he said we were to put a difference between other people and us, because he has separated us from other people. Now, why would Yahweh do that? Did Yahweh separate us from other people because he's a racist? Did Yahweh separate us from other people because his laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments are predicated out of discrimination? Did Yahweh do this because he don't like other people? I thought he was the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is down there. Why would Yahweh separate his people from other people? Well, the reason why Yahweh did this is very simple. Yahweh wanted a messenger in earth that will fulfill his pleasure and his desire, and that messenger would teach and tell and be a light unto the other people. And that nation and that people and that messenger that Yahweh chose is called Israel, the children of Israel. So, since Yahweh chose the children of Israel, unless Yahweh build a house, they that labor in vain to build it. So Yahweh gave the children of Israel laws, commandments, statutes, and judgment that they were commanded to do, that they can bring things to him. And of course, the children of Israel profaned Yahweh's holy name, even though he had chosen them. And I pointed out some of the things that they would do. For example, let me show you this. One is in the book of Malachi. Let us turn there. In the book of Malachi, the second chapter, the 10th verse, and watch what this is. Have we not all one Father? And yes, that's all we have. We have a biological father, but who made him? And who made his father? So really, you only got one father, and that is the one who made you. Not his son, Christ, as many of people will have you to believe. As a matter of fact, in the New Testament, it clearly state how one is to pray to the Father. Although we don't adhere to the teachings of the New Testament, nor are we practitioners of the New Testament whatsoever, because the New Testament is a total contradiction of the Word of Yah. Today, many Israelites are going around talking about Heavenly Father and things like that. Well, you only got one Father. Period. And you'll never see in the Scriptures, not in the Holy Scriptures, where the Creator ever called himself Heavenly Father. This is just more New Testament mumbo jumbo. That's not how he referred to himself. But we only have one Father. And watch further what it says. Have not one Elohim created us? And that's the truth. Only one created us, even though they swear up and down that somebody was in the beginning with him and did this and said this and done this. And no, only one Elohim created us, period. And we only had one Father, period. And if you only got one, and his name is Yahweh, his name is Yah, he's the Holy One of Israel, then there is no room for anything else to get inside that one, because one just means one. And look what this one Elohim, this one Father, whose name is Yah, told us. Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother? By profaning the covenant of our fathers. And he's going to show you how we've done this. Yehuda have dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Yehuda have profaned the holiness of Yahweh, which he loved, and have married the daughter of a strange deity, a strange idol, a strange god. And this is what happens in marriage. This is what happens when you marry people that believe other things, that has been raised with other religious thoughts in their mind and heart, because this is what they were told. You have some people of a different ethnicity. And that's all they know is J-E-S-U-S. And that's fine for them to believe that if that's what they want to do. But it's not fine for Yahweh's sons and daughters. And if you don't know who you are, which many of our people don't, this is why they adhere to books such as the New Testament, such as the Quran. These books don't identify an Israelite from everybody else. These books can't tell you who you are. They talk about Israel, but they don't identify Israel. There's only one book that reveals the identity of the children of Israel, and that's the Holy Scriptures. And here, many of our brothers, they have found out that they are Israel. But then they got all this religion mixed up in a system being Israel. And this is an abomination. And we've profaned Yahweh's holiness by marrying the daughter of this strange deity. And watch what he says in the 12th verse. Yahweh will cut off the man that doeth this, the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacles of Yaakov, which is the house, and him that offering unto Yahweh. In other words, even if you're a priest, Yahweh will cut this thing out, cut it off. And why? Because unless Yahweh build a house, they that labor in vain to build it. So if we want to start getting our house in order, let's start at our marriages. Let's start with our children. Let's start who we bring into our house. That's where we need to start. And that's where I started. Furthermore, about the fact that in Who Are the Strangers, Part 1, Yahweh named many of the strangers. He named them. And then the ones that he didn't name, he made it crystal clear who he was speaking about. So, for example, if you go to the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, because I want you to be crystal clear. I don't want you to be confused about who are the strangers. And little do people know, they about to see things in 3D, in which we're going to address in the world today. As a matter of fact, well, I'll show you. I can show you better than I can tell you. In the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, this is what it says in the 10th verse. Therefore, fear thou now, O my servant Yaakov, says Yah. Neither be dismayed, O Yisrael, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Yaakov shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. Watch what this says. For I am with thee, says Yahweh, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. You notice that Yahweh said he will make a full end of all the nations where he has scattered us. What's a full end? That means utter destruction. That means complete destruction. That means he's going to destroy places where now is not even going to be inhabitable. That's a full in. It don't mean some of these people won't come out, but it does mean everywhere Yahweh scattered us, Yahweh have already seen that there is no purpose for these people, for these nations in the future. So why would you join yourself unto people that really supposed to join themselves unto you? This is how I know most and the mass majority of Israelites don't even know who they are. Because if they know, if they knew who they were, they wouldn't join themselves to nobody, as many of our people doing. They not joining, just joining themselves to other people physically, but they have joined their religions. They have joined them in their doctrines. They have joined them in their very services that they have, and then call it holy. And the most abominable thing they have done, they have taken hold of the gods of the people, which are no Elohim at all. The things that we're showing you. Part two. Who are the strangers? Part two. Well, part two. Again, part one is to inform, that to let everybody know that Israel is a holy people, a separate people. What do you think separate mean? I just got to show you this in the book of Leviticus. I want you to see this, because Yahweh meant what he said, and he said what he meant. And you'll find this in the book of Leviticus. And we read this thing, but we undoubtedly, most people don't understand it. And watch what it says in the book of Leviticus. And we're going to read Leviticus, the 20th chapter. And watch this. 24 verse. But I've said, Leviticus 20 and 24, but I've said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am Yahweh your Elohim, which have separated you from other people. So don't get mad because you're different. Don't be upset because you're not allowed to be like other people. Yahweh separated you from other people. This is what he did. And watch what he said. Since he separated you from other people, ye shall therefore put a difference between beasts and unclean, between unclean fowls and clean. And ye shall not make your souls abominable by beast or by fowl or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. And you shall be holy unto me, for I, Yahweh, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that you should be mine. Now, it's understandable if you don't want to be Yahweh's, and you want to be with other people, and you don't want to be separated. I understand it. I get it. And Yahweh do too. That's why he said only a remnant of our people will be saved, because everybody don't want Yahweh. The mass majority of our people don't have the attitude, the spirit, to be a separated people. They think what Yahweh doing is racist and they think what Yahweh doing is some form of discrimination. It is not. Part two, strangers, who are the stranger part two, is concerning Yahweh's word. Because not only did Yahweh separate us from other people, look what he said about his word in the book Psalms. Let us deal with that first. Psalms 147. In the book of Psalms 147, this is what the Creator said. In verse 19 and 20, he showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He have not dealt so with any nation. And as far as his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yah. So in other words, the only people that have the Creator's word is Israel. Not these other people, not these churches that you see on every Sunday and on all these various shows that our people listen to. And they telling you, giving you this doomsday doctrine. And our people believe in them. So our people go out telling people what the enemy is telling them, what people who don't even know Yahweh telling them. You gotta store water. You got to stock up food. You got to put money away. You got to get you a bomb shelter. You got to buy you some guns and own you some weapons of war. You got to do this and you got to do that. And this doomsday message only comes from your enemies. And the reason why it comes from your enemies is because they know they're doomed. Why do you think they're giving you a doomsday message? They're doomed. And a lot of these things are not just coming from society. This is coming from religious people, Christians. I thought your God was going to save you. What you need a gun for? What you need a bomb shelter? Your God can't save you from a bomb? He can't save you from the various calamities that he supposedly had determined and told you was coming? He can't save you from some race war that you've been telling our people? Some religious war. Donald Trump said the other day, we at war. And we're going to get to his message. You can't be saved from that. You can listen to these people if you want to. But Yahweh never sent his word to them. Yahweh never spoke to them not one mumbling word. They don't know Yahweh. They don't know his word. They don't know his book. Period. Various lies that's contained in these other books is only because those are the words that Yahweh allowed them to write. And he was not going to allow them to use his word to propagate God, even though he allowed them to write the words. Why do you think you will never find his name in the Quran? You will never find his name in the New Testament. You will never find his name in any of these books. Jasher, the book of Enoch, the book of Jubilees. I don't care what book it is. You're only going to find the Creator's word in one book and one book only. And that's the Holy Scriptures. Because y'all only got one way. Watch this in the book of Amos, because this is Who Are the Stranger Part 2. It's all about the Creator's word and who he sent his word to. and he didn't send his word to no other nation at all. In the book of Amos, the third chapter, the seventh verse. Surely Yahweh Elohim will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. And Yahweh servants is called Israel. It's not called anyone else. Yahweh have no servants that's telling you they're Muslims. Yahweh have no servants that's telling you they Christians. Yahweh have no servants that's telling you they're anything other than Israel. And then amongst the Israelites, the only servants that Yahweh will send his word to are the servants that seek him and only him out of his book. And they only speak his word. All these Israelite groups calling themselves Israel, but talking like Christians, talking like Muslims, and talking like the Egyptians or something else. That's not true Israel. The only type of talk you should be concerning yourself with is thus says Yah. That's it. In the same Amos, the third chapter, the very first verse, hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only, and what do the word only mean? That means exclusively. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. You're the only one I know. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Because he's the only one. We're the only ones that got his word. So it makes total sense that we're the only ones who have to deal with our iniquities. And this is what Yahweh wants you to know about the stranger, that these people don't have his word, don't know his word, and they're not telling you his word. And we identify who these people are. First of all, you shouldn't be making marriages with them and joining up to them, period. Secondly, they don't even have the Creator's word. He don't deal with no other people or no other nations. Only the children of Israel. So if you are an Israelite, who do you think you should be dealing with? Watch what the Creator said in the book of Ezekiel, the third chapter. Watch this. Ezekiel, the third chapter, the fourth verse. Let's see if you know better than the Most High. And he said unto me, son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. Why the house of Israel? Because that's his servant. Why them? Because that's the only family I know. But why Israel? Because they are the ones who I've set up to be a light to the world. Not JC, not Christ, but the children of Israel. Watch what it says. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. not to many people of a strange speech and of hard language, whose words thou cannot understand. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impotent. So in other words, you're not going to people and talking to people who most likely will listen to you. You're talking to people who most likely won't listen to you. So a lot of people get all mad and get all frustrated and get all depressed and get out of pocket, and now they don't even want to deal with their own kind. They don't want to deal with Israel. And it's understandable, because Israel is that hard-hearted. They are that stiff-necked. They are impotent. So it's understandable why you don't want to deal with your own kind, which is Israel. That's it's perfectly understandable. But all that means to me is that you just wasn't sent. You wasn't called to do this work. And the mass majority of the teachers that's teaching the Creator's word, they're not called to do this word at all. Yahweh never sent this word to them, even though they calling themselves teachers, ministers, Morays, Kohanes, rabbis. Yahweh never spoke to these people at all. And you're going to see in the last days, Yahweh have not spoke to them, nor have Yahweh revealed to them anything. You're going to see in the near the future what I'm telling you is the truth. But further, watch what it says. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their forehead. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thy heart, hear with thy ears, and go. Get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people. Speak unto them, and tell them, thus says Yah Elohim, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. That's it. We're frustrated for no reason at all. Oh, Yahweh said, tell them whether they hear or not. All you are is a messenger. What you gonna get mad at the mailman for? Because you got a bill. Because you got a certified letter. The mailman just delivering the mail. He didn't put that in there. You don't owe him nothing. He don't owe you nothing. But it's his job. He's being paid to deliver the mail. And he's going to do his job. He's going to deliver that mail, whether it's a check or whether it's a bill. He's delivering it. Whether it's certified or not, he's going to deliver it. And Yahweh messengers, that's exactly what they supposed to do, whether you like it or not, whether you want to hear it or not. The message must be delivered. So you can be mad at the messenger. You can hate the messenger. You can talk about the messenger. Whatever. But the message is coming through. You're going to get this message. And once you get it, if you want to throw it in the trash, like the mass majority of our people do, that's fine. That's on you. You can turn your TV off and not look at me, not go on YouTube. You can turn your radio off. You can do whatever you want to do, but make no mistake about it. You're going to get this message. And Yahweh is going to make sure you get it. But now, we in part three. The stranger, who are the strangers, part three? And like I said, in part two, we identify many of the strangers. Also did in part one. So, in part three, what do you need to know about the stranger? Well, the first thing you need to know about the stranger is something that oftentimes people forget. And let me show you what I see people forgetting all the time. This is how I know when it comes to the Creator's Word, you're just not getting it. You're not understanding it. Watch what the Creator says in a book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. In the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter, watch what it says in the 15th verse. It says, one ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that's sojourning with you, an ordinance forever in your generations. And watch what this says. As ye are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh. One law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger sojourning with you. Got one ordinance. You got one law. You got one manner for you and the stranger. And this is the absolute truth. But little do people know, they read that, but then that's where they stop. And this all that they can understand. And they don't realize not only this is the law, but this is also the law. This is how I know most of our people don't even know who they are. Watch also what it says about the stranger according to the law. It is one law, one manner, one ordinance. Well, watch this in the book of Leviticus 25. In the book of Leviticus 25, watch what it says. And I'm going to start at the 39th verse so you can understand what this thing is. It's saying, Leviticus 25, verse 39, if thy brother that dwelleth by thee be waxen and poor and be sold unto thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bond servant. What is a bond servant? It's going to tell you what a bond servant is, but I'll let you know a bond servant is a foreigner, a stranger. Watch what it says. But as a hired servant and as a sojourner, he shall be with thee and shall serve thee until the year of Jubilee. And then shall he depart from thee, both he and his children with him, and shall return unto his own family, and unto the possession of his father shall he return. For they are my servants. See, the children of Israel, they Yahweh servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as bondmen. Thou shalt not rule over him with rigor, but shall fear thy Elohim. And watch this. Both thy bondmen and thy bondmaids, which thou shalt have, shall be of the heathen that are round about you. Of them shall ye buy by men and by maids. Moreover, of the children of the strangers, because they to buy men and to buy maids. But the children of the strangers that do sojourn among you, of them shall ye buy, and of their families that are with you, which they beget in your land, and they shall be your possession. And ye shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bond men forever. Now, how long is forever? Forever. But over your brethren, the children of Israel, ye shall not rule one over another with rigor. So, who are the stranger? Part three. And maybe that's not plain enough for you. So let's make it even more plain. Yes, it's one law. Yes, it's one ordinance. Yes, it is one manner. But you still have to know who the stranger are in this one law, one manner, and one ordinance. And I'm showing you, and what I'm sharing with you are, they're your servants. And who are you? You are Yahweh's servants. That's the difference. Watch what the Creator says in the book of Isaiah, the 14th chapter, the very first verse. In the book of Isaiah 14, the very first verse, and this is what it says. For Yahweh, 14:1, for Yahweh will have mercy on Yaakov and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. And watch what it says. And the strangers shall be joined with them. And who are these strangers? Those who are not destroyed. And they shall cleave to the house of Yaakov. And the people shall take them and bring them into their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of Yahweh for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from the hard bondage wherein thou was made to serve. And let me tell you, little do people know, this is a good thing for the stranger, that they will be servants and handmaids of the children of Israel. And I'm going to show you how good that is, but you should already know how good it is, because Yahweh said we only have one law, one ordinance, and one manner, homeborn and for the stranger. One law. So they don't have to worry about being discriminated against. They don't have to worry about some racist attitudes being acted out towards them. They don't have to worry about not being a part of something good, something holy, something special, because they are, because they will be a part of our family. But being a part of our family they still will be servants and handmaids. That's what people seem to forget, who Israel is. Look what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, and watch what it says in the very first verse. "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahdah Elohim, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Yahweh thy Elohim set thee on high above all nations of the earth." Don't you see Israel's blessings? They above every nation. Nobody will be equal to Israel. Nobody. Watch what it says in the 9th and 10th verse. "Yahweh shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahweh thy Elohim, walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of thee, because we above all the nations on the earth." That's if you're blessed. But watch what happens when you are cursed. In the 15th verse, watch what it says. "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, thy Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." And let me show you one of these curses that Yahweh said will overtake us, will pursue us, and be upon us. And this same Deuteronomy 28, watch this. We're going to start reading at the 41st verse. Watch what it says. Deuteronomy 28:41. "Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity." And where are we today? In captivity. "And all thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume." And watch this. "The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, as many of the strangers are." Why do you think there was a time when we were in our own communities, we owned our own businesses, we had our own cab companies, we had our own schools, we had our own hair shops and hair stores, our own grocery stores? In our own community, we began to get so much wealth helping one another, even in certain cities, such as in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They were owning banks in oil fields and Atlanta, Georgia. Very wealthy black community. In Greensboro, North Carolina, very wealthy black communities. Not just Greensboro, Wilmington also. These places and all over the country, blacks was doing well. Look at our communities. What was born was this scripture. And what do it say again? The strangers that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. And look at our communities today. Who own all the food stores? The Koreans, the Japanese, the Philippines. That's what our people eat in our community, Chinese food. Who own all the gas stations? Many of the Arab nations come in and they selling cigarettes and alcohol. Who own all the laundromats? Other people. Who own all the apartment buildings and houses that you're living in? The Jewish people. And who run the schools? The Europeans. So what do the blacks own and rule in their own communities? Nothing. Nothing at all. Because Yahweh had already prophesied this will be one of the curses that will befall us. And watch what it says. The stranger that is within thee shall get above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, shall be the tail. Why? Why is all this happening? 47 verse. Because thou servest not Yah thy Elohim with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies, which Yahweh shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. And once we were destroyed, then the iron came off, because now the yoke was on our mind as it is to today. This is why we don't know who we are, and we don't know who Yahweh is. This is why you must know who are the strangers. They still your servants. They're still your handmaids. Even though, watch what Yahweh say. What happened? In the book of Micah, the 4th chapter. In the book of Micah, the 4th chapter, this is what the Creator said. This is a prophecy, and it starts in the first verse. Micah 4 and 1. But in the last days it shall come to pass. And what days are we in? Yeah, the last days. That the mountain of the house of Yahweh shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come, because this is what you want. And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go unto the mountain of Yahweh, and to the house of the Elohim of Yaakov. And watch what it says. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. See, our people under the false impression, under an illusion that Yahweh changed. Yahweh don't change. Yahweh never sent us to other people. He never did that. In order for other people to know Yahweh, order for other people to receive Yahweh, they must come to us. We don't go to them. Who are them for us to go to them? Yahweh never sent it to other people. Other people got to come to us if they want to know Yahweh. That's protocol. And watch what it says. And we will walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. But watch this fourth verse. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of Yahweh of hosts has spoken it. And watch this, because this is something that most people don't know. For all the people will walk, everyone in the name of his God, his deity, his idol, in the name of Yahweh our Elohim, forever and ever. So don't think everybody's supposed to serve Yahweh. No, Yahweh didn't purpose this. He said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. It's Yahweh's people and his messenger. And there will be some in the earth that have no problem at all in being servants and handmaids of the children of Israel. And this is a good thing. And then you're going to have many people that say, look, we want to learn the ways of Yahweh, so we're going to follow his people. And some will be resolute and sitting under their own tree, serving their own deity. Furthermore, Malachi, the first chapter, turn there. Who are the strangers? Part three. What is the message that the strangers are servants of Israel? The handmaids of Israel. Don't think when people began to accept the laws and the commandments and the statutes and the judgments of the Most High, no, it wasn't sent to them. And they will accept it. Don't think they're going to be above Israel or even in the same vain as Israel. Not so at all. No. But if they want salvation, this is what they're going to need to do. They got to keep the laws, commandments, statutes, and judgment. And just because Yahweh will allow some nations to exist during this great time that we're speaking about, it don't mean they will live forever. Watch this in the book of Malachi, the first chapter. But there are some foreigners that will live forever. And that's because they will be with Israel. Watch this, Malachi 1. In verse 11, and this is what it says. For from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place, incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, says Yahweh of hosts. They will know, the whole earth will know, because every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear to Yahweh. But amongst all the nations that have escaped the wrath of Yahweh, they all will burn incense to the name of Yahweh, which is a very beautiful, deep thing, because right now, the only people that can burn incense to the Most High are the holy priests, seed of Aaron. And the world have not met them yet. Also, concerning the stranger, in the book of Zechariah, the 8th chapter. So you can see that it's not going to be a bunch of people. Look what it says in the book of Zechariah, the 8th chapter. We're dealing with who are the strangers, part 3. This is what it says, Zechariah, the 8th chapter, the 23rd verse. Thus says Yahweh. You notice that, right? It's always thus says Yahweh. And the only thing you're going to get from us is thus says Yahweh. I'm not here to tell you what some Peter and Paul and some Matthew and John, some Luke done said. We're not here to tell you about some what Prophet Muhammad. Muhammad is not an Israelite. Muhammad was some Arab. The word Muhammad is Arabic. We're not no Muhammads or no Shabazz or no Exes. That's not Israel. We're here to tell you, thus says Yahweh. And look what he said. Thus says Yahweh. In those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even take hold of the skirt of him that is a Yehudanite, saying, we will go with you. Why just 10? Because if you heard anything that I taught, you know what 10 represents. 10 represents something holy. 10 represents something that Yahweh have separated. 10 represents something that Yahweh sanctified. In those days, it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all the languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Yehudanite, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that Elohim is with you. Emmanuel. Because that's all Emmanuel means, Elohim with us. And they're going to see Emmanuel, that Elohim is with us. That's all the name means. This is who the stranger is. Some strange reason. Our people don't know the stranger. It is only because they don't know who they are. You got a bunch of people talking about they Israel, as I stated before, talking and give you and talking all kind of Christian doctrine, Muslim doctrine, Judaism doctrine, Egyptology doctrine, and they don't know the Most High. But they call themselves Israel. And I'm here to make the crooked thing straight and tell you the truth. So now let's go to the one scripture that most people seem to be confused about. And it's in the book of Isaiah 56. In the book of Isaiah 56, watch what it says. Thus, the very first verse. Thus says Yah, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. And what is this salvation that's coming? And what is this righteousness to be revealed? If you can't answer those things, then how can you even understand the rest of this? That's what it says. Number two, or verse two. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of the man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger, and all we've been talking about is who are the stranger that have joined themselves to Yahweh, speak, saying, Yahweh have utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. In other words, I can't propagate. I can't come into the sanctuary because according to the children of Israel laws, one that is wounded in the stones cannot come into the sanctuary of the Most High. As a matter of fact, he that have a blemish can't even come into the sanctuary. So it's understandable why the eunuch would say, I am a dry tree. But watch what Yahweh said in the fourth verse. For thus says Yahweh unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths. Now, how do you keep the Sabbaths of Yahweh? Well, in order for you to keep the Sabbaths of Yahweh, Yahweh said that he sent his messengers to the people rising up early, sending them out, telling them, thus says Yah, return unto me, and I shall return unto you. But as far as the Sabbath, no. Yahweh's Sabbath is meant for the people unto him. And so Yahweh, the first thing in keeping Yahweh Sabbath, according to the law, is to 6 days labor and do all thy work. But on the seventh day, thou should not do any work at all. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant. And who is that? Nor thy maidservant, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yah made heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, and rested the Sabbath day. Wherefore Yah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Who is this stranger? Well, this stranger is the same servant that Yahweh is speaking about. This is the 20th chapter. Watch what he says. I'm going to hold my page here so you can see it. Go to Exodus 20. 20:8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah, thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Now, why would a stranger be within your gates? Because the stranger is someone that lives with you, someone that lives amongst you, someone that is subservient to you, someone who has chosen and elected to live and to be like you, not the other way around. For our people have got it twisted. Now going back to Isaiah 56, blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil, neither let the son of the stranger that have joined himself unto Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh has utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus says Yahweh unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than of the sons and other daughters. And I will give them an everlasting name, and that shall not be cut off. And why? Because Yahweh never even sent this word to them. But yet, they still chose to join themselves unto Yahweh. And Yahweh never commanded them anything. He never commanded them his statutes. He never commanded them his judgments. He never commanded them to do anything. But yet they chose Yahweh. No wonder Yahweh would love the stranger so much and give him a better name. Because Yahweh commanded his sons, commanded his daughters, and they refused to join themselves unto Yahweh. And he commanded them. Now you see what Yahweh would do for those who love him. Yes, the stranger can have salvation. And yes, they can even have a better name than even the sons and the daughters. But it's just a better name. They're not going to be above them, nor will they be equal to them. Watch what it further says. So the sons of the stranger that join themselves to Yahweh to serve him, to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and take it hold of my covenant. And what is this saying? It's telling a stranger not only today, it's telling the strangers of tomorrow, and it's telling the stranger of the future. You can take hold of this Sabbath right now just by merely not working, merely not doing no labor, serving his people. You can do that right now. You don't have to wait. But who want to do that? Who want to serve Israel? Not many people. The stranger, many of the strangers want to skip this step and go right to the Sabbath. How can you skip this step when Israel is above all the nations on the earth. This is a major step that the stranger is trying to skip, but Yahweh won't let you. Watch what it says. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. The sacrifice shall be accepted on my altar. This is how you know this is in the future. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for how many people? All people. Because it's not going to be a lot of people left. And watch the eighth verse. Yahweh, which gathered the outcasts of Israel, says, yet will I gather others to him. To who? Israel. Besides those that are gathered unto him. So there will be strangers that will gather themselves to Israel. Because this is the only way to join yourself with Yahweh. Because Israel is who Yahweh bringing back to him. And so, not only many of the strangers have a dilemma, because many of them don't want to have nothing to do with Israel, let alone join themselves to Israel. They don't mind Israel joining themselves to them, but they don't want to join themselves to Israel. Then Israel got a dilemma, because even though Yahweh said there will be strangers that join themselves to Israel, Israel said, we don't want no strangers joining themselves to us. You're not an Israelite. And then they will make people try to prove that they're Israel. Well, why they got to prove that they're Israel? What if they just want to keep remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? You going to deny them that? You're going to deny them taking hold of Yahweh's covenant? Is this the message that you're sending to the stranger? No, this is not the message of Yahweh. Yahweh's message is that his house will be a prayer for all people. This is Yahweh's message. But you got to know who this stranger is. You're going to have to know how they will come. They're not going to come as a result, and I will deal with this next. They're not going to come as a result of you teaching and telling them and showing them Yahweh's word. Because Yahweh never sent his word to them. That's why we don't have a bunch of foreigners coming knocking down our door telling about, I want to hear the word of Yahweh. I heard his word and I knew it was the truth. Let me. That's not how they're going to come. And just to show you how they will come is in a book. Isaiah 49. Watch this. Or better yet, Isaiah 60. In the book of Isaiah 60, the first verse, rise, shine, for thy light has come. And the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people. So while the earth is in gross darkness, or the earth is covered in darkness and the people in gross darkness, at the same time, Yahweh will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. and the Gentiles shall come to thy light. Not because you teaching them and showing them things, no. It is only going to be because Yahweh's light is going to rise upon his servants. And they're going to come to thy light. And the keys to the brightness of thy rising. This is what's going to happen. Not just there. One more scripture before we adjourn. Isaiah 49. Watch this. And we get more into this the next time. Who are the stranger? Part 3. Isaiah 49. The 5th verse. Or let's start at the 3rd verse. Well, let's just start at the 1st verse. It's the only way this makes sense. Listen, O isles, unto me. Hearken, people from far. Yahweh have called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother have he made mention of my name. And he have made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand have he hid me. And made me a polished shaft. In his quiver have he hid me. And said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Said, I've labored in vain. I spent my strength for naught and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with Yahweh, and my work with my Elohim. And now says Yah, that formed me from the womb to be a servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Yaakov and to restore the preserve of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. So, yes, the Gentiles will come to our light. But we got to rise up first. Yahweh's glory has to be seen on us first. And the darkness and the earth must fall into gross darkness. And I can assure you, these things are beginning to happen. Look at today. Supreme Court upheld President Donald Trump's Muslim ban, even though, according to the Constitution of America, that they're not allowed to discriminate. This is the Constitution. Because of race, religion, sexual orientation, they have said, just because a man want to be a woman, we cannot discriminate. They have said, a man can go into, if he a transgender, he can go into a woman's bathroom. A woman in every state in America, woman can marry a woman, a man can marry a man. Today they teaching these things in public schools. You suppose, according to the Constitution of America, you can practice whatever religion you desire freely. But this same Supreme Court said the president of the United States of America, who said out of his own mouth that he's banning Muslims for travel to this country, to and from this country. He named the Muslim countries. Well, I thought a Muslim is not a race, nor is it a people. It's a religion. So if you're a Muslim coming from these countries, I guess the Constitution of America don't protect you, even though it says it does. But the Constitution is not worth the toilet paper it was written on. Because if it was, anybody can travel here to and fro. And not only that, if that ban, which has been upheld, is executed, what do you think they're going to do with the Mexicans? Who they already is locking up in cages. I wouldn't even call these things jails. These are cages that you don't even want to see animals in. Why animal got to put in a cage? Unless you're going to eat him. The animals deserve freedom. But no, they putting babies, children, and adults in cages. Make them cover up with aluminum foil. What kind of evil is that? And to make everybody happy, they said, okay, we'll start separating families. But they still put the families in cages. Now, don't you see? All these things has to happen. Yahweh said the iniquities of the Amorites is not yet full. So all these things got to happen for the nations to come down. And the nations, they coming down as the evil go up. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.